With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. Repairs are underway on a sinkhole that opened up yesterday in downtown Windsor. Might take some excavating, so now the city says University Avenue West at Church Street will be closed at least until 5 tomorrow afternoon. Streets within a one-block radius are closed around there, too. Drivers and pedestrians are asked to stay away. The city of Windsor has found a new home for its homelessness and housing help hub. It's at the former Windsor Water World now, but the new location is on Wellington Avenue at Wyandotte Street West. Commissioner of Human and Health Services Andrew Dower says it's a vacant lot where the city can build supportive housing units with supportive services.
We don't own the land. We did try to negotiate a deal with the owner. It didn't go through. So we are now moving to expropriation. That could take another 4 to 6 months, maybe even a little bit longer. But in the meantime, we're going to be looking at hiring a consultant to look at architectural drawings.
The city looked at 200 properties, but Dower says this one was the best fit. City Council has already approved the location and has set $20 million aside for it. The head of CSIS says China's efforts to steal cutting-edge technology from Canada is mind-blowing. David Vignon says the threat started when Xi Jinping came to power and is designed to build China's military up against Western interests. The Globe and Mail says he testified before a parliamentary committee investigating why it took 2 years to fire two scientists from the infectious disease lab in Winnipeg. A horrifying crash east of Toronto last night. 4 people, including an infant, are dead. 6 vehicles collided on the 401 in Whitby when a cargo van driven by a robbery suspect went westbound in the eastbound lanes. The Toronto Star says police were chasing the suspect and the Special Investigations Unit is looking into it now. And you've likely heard about protests on many university campuses against the war in Gaza. Police in the U.S. have cracked down on some, and now the president at McGill University in Montreal has called for police assistance to clear out an encampment. But CBC News says police say no crime is being committed and it's a civil matter. A judge could issue an injunction this afternoon. The Tigers have a doubleheader today after last night's game against the Cardinals was rained out. Game 1 against St. Louis starts at 3:40 and Game 2 just after 7. The Jays play the Royals again tonight. The Lakeshore Canadiens play Game 4 against New Hamburg in the Schmalz Cup semifinal at home tonight. They lead that series 2-1. And the Leafs down 3-1 in their series against the Bruins play Game 5. Elsewhere in the NHL, it's the Islanders and Carolina. The Jets host the Avalanche and the Canucks play the Predators. 3 games in NBA playoffs. The Knicks take on the 76ers. The Cavaliers play the Magic. And it's the Pacers and Timberwolves. Sun and cloud, breezy, 22 this afternoon. Clear down to 10 tonight. Tomorrow will be sunny and 25 and sunny 23 on Thursday. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.